Ladies and gentlemen, I am back. As promised, I have a special guest. The one before you, Barack Obama, was the actual Barack Obama, but we'll get back to that later. Right now, I'll have my special guest introduce himself. Special guest, introduce yourself.
My name is Marcus Chance, and I am the frequent winner whenever me and Mike goes against each other in basketball.
Yes, this is the infamous Marcus Chance that I've been talking about. This is a false statement, though, that he says he's a frequent winner. But can you tell the audience how you met me and how we met before?
Apparently, me and Michael went to the same middle school together.
Yes, this is true.
I don't remember people, most people from middle school. But now we work together at the Career Resource Center.
Yes, it is an honor and a privilege to be working with Marcus. So, Marcus, how'd your intramural basketball season go?
My team did really well. We made it to the Elite Eight. Then we lost our last game by 10. I'm not going to say how that happened or, you know, give any excuse for that. It's not the kind of person I am. We gave it our all. It was our last stint at an intramural team. We've gone this far before, but not losing by 10, if that makes any sense to you guys. But I work for intramural sports, and I think I'm going to keep that up for a little while.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. And I see and hear that you're graduating pretty soon. What is your lasting memory of UF, and where do you go from here?
My lasting memory of University of Florida is a big school. Wasn't really my first choice to come here, but it wasn't my last. And I think that winning those three national championships made me a Gator by far, no matter where I go, any grad school.
All right,
let's
cut to the garbage because you're being too nice, okay? Why do you consistently hate on me all the time in terms of sports or anything that I do? You throw rocks at me at work. You trip me when I'm just trying to be productive at work. Why do you do this to me?
I wish the audience could see my nonverbals here, because I don't know what you're talking about, Mike.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
You kind of
interrupted me. You're a liar. You're lying on my show.
Now you're just yelling uncontrollably. Can we be grown-ups with the situation, please?
Yes,
can you not subvert yourself to childish behaviors like interrupting me and yelling? Because that wasn't what I agreed to come on this show to do.
Okay.
But I don't hate you, Mike. I just think you're just too conceited for your own good.
Me? Conceited?
You think you're better than you are, and you're not. And when people outdo you, you just can't accept it. But that was a nice haircut you had a couple weeks ago. I really like that.
For those of you who don't know, I played Marcus in the intramural playoff game. It was basketball. And we made a bet that whoever lost by 10 or more would shave their head and facial hair and eyebrows. I did not know that...
You lost by 28, and your boss made a crappy excuse for you to keep your eyebrows. That's exactly what happened.
I didn't know that it was going to end up like that, and I kept my word for the most part. I couldn't shave my eyebrows because I did not want to look like a mummy, but I kept my word, and I'm a man of my word.
You did not keep your word.
Marcus did deliver a cheap shot to me when the game was completely out of reach. He tried to deliver a cheap shot to me, but... that's the way he is. But let's move on because we're about to run out of time.
If I would have lost that game, I would have went and cut my hair and eyebrows that same night.
We are about to run out of time. We have about 45 seconds. Let's play a little bit of a word association. So I'm going to tell you a word, a couple of phrases. You tell me the first word that comes to mind.
All right. I like psychology stuff.
Mike.
Cool Jordan.
NBA.
National Basketball Association.
One word. Do you understand the physics of this game?
I apologize. Go ahead.
Candy.
Ooh, Reese's.
Hookah.
Goodness. Fuck off, clouds.
Drinking.
I do frequently. I'm going to say Hennessy.
And one more. Tickling.
Tickling?
Yes.
Elmo?
Soft spot.
Babies?
Okay, this was Marcus Chance on our show. Thank you for having me, and we'll see you guys soon.